Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Last December, the Identity and Language Act was passed in Northern Ireland. Now, the Act provided official recognition of the status of the Irish language in Northern Ireland. Ulster Scots was also recognised as a minority language. And Belfast Irish speakers welcomed a move by the City Council to make it easier to apply for bilingual signs in their area. But despite over 600 applications being sent in, no new signs have been erected. Also last month, a sign saying "Keep Irish out of our kids' schoolrooms" was left in the grounds of a primary school in County Down because that school was offering Irish language courses there. Well, I'm joined by Linda Irvine, who runs Turris Irish Language Courses in East Belfast, which aims to connect people from Protestant communities to Irish, and by Ciarán McGeolavain, who's Language Planning Coordinator in West Belfast with the Fís an Phobail organisation. Ciarán and Linda, you're both welcome. Now, Ciarán, let's go back and explain more about what Belfast City Council put in place and how it has worked out or not up to this point.
Yep, thank you, Claire. I think to give some historical context here, up until the early 90s, it was actually illegal to erect bilingual signage in the north in any form. This was changed, thankfully, but the policies that were introduced during that period in the early 90s, whilst not making it illegal, it remained incredibly difficult to get bilingual signs through. So any, for instance, when a street was surveyed, any response which wasn't returned was thought to be against bilingual signs. So even in areas where there was huge support for the language, it was still incredibly difficult. Now, this was changed, I suppose, in preparation, as you said at the outset there, for the new legislation that was coming through the NDNA. This was changed and a more progressive policy was adopted, which meant that one person in a street could trigger a survey, and then it only took up to 15% of the street to be in favour of that for this street name to be made available bilingually. This was in recognition of the fact that we're talking about a minoritized language, and this is in keeping with both UN and Council of Europe good practice guidelines. But since then, that was in July of last year that finally the policy was adopted or was implemented. It was adopted 18 months previously. Since then, as you said, over 600 applications have been made, and not a single one has been progressed. The first 10 of those applications, as it happens, that was made at the very beginning of July of last year, they were surveyed only this month, and they've been told that, all being well, that those signs will be erected in July of this year, exactly 1 year later. So if we work that out, that would be 10 in 1 year. That would take over 60 years to clear the current backlog of applications that have been made.
Belfast City Council say to us that they are processing applications on a first-come, first-served basis, and they're endeavouring to deal with requests as quickly as possible. But you say it's hard to get feedback from them. It's hard to get a sense of what's going on, is it?
Well, as I've said, at their rate that they've publicly acknowledged, we're talking about 10 a year. We have over 600 applications. So you're talking 60 years for somebody who made an application last year for a sign. They could be waiting up to 60 years at the current rate. And in addition, Claire, this has been compounded by the fact that we have numerous examples of people being contacted over many, many months by Belfast City Council, seeking information that they've already been provided to them, going back and forth, asking questions. This was meant to be a fluid process. This was meant to be very simplified and easy to do. We had one lady in West Belfast who was contacted over three times this week to re-provide information that she provided months ago. We're not talking about something, an onerous process here. This is a very simple and straightforward request for bilingual thing.
It's one complication, though, how difficult it might be to come up with an Irish language version of a place name, Ciarán, and who would make that decision?
Well, we actually have a project. We're operating out of Queens. Many of the street names have already been provided through Irish, and let's not forget as well, Claire, that 95% of our place names here derive from Irish. So the original form of the place name was in Irish. We all know what they are. They were transliterated into English, many of them, and then now they're seeking to get the Irish name back. But we know what they are already. And as I said, we have an amazing project, Place Names NI, that operates out of Queens, that has provided all the translations already. There may be one or two areas where new developments have emerged where those need to be provided bilingually. But by and large, by and large, we know what these street names are. That isn't an excuse for any of the delay. Mm-hmm.
Because many of the Belfast place names will have words like Dún and Sliabh and Balia in them already, as you say, and they're very easily, you can translate them back, like Dundonald, for example.
Of course. And I mean, and that's one of the most frustrating elements of this, is because we believe that kind of reintegrating and reconnecting with our place names will allow many more people to engage with the Irish language from right across society here. Place names have been a gateway for people to make their first step towards the language when they get an awareness of where they live, and the idea of, you know, understanding the true nature of the area as contained within the original place name is a massive way in which people are engaging with the language. And it's just a shame that this process has been delayed.
So what do you read into the delays then, Ciarán? I mean, do you expect that it is logistical and just working through them, or do you think it's down to political interference?
I think it's probably a combination of two, to be perfectly honest with you, Claire. I mean, this is the reality. This policy was adopted over 2 years ago. Belfast City Council, as a result of call-ins, but also in what they have said themselves, to give themselves time to prepare, asked for 18 months before this policy was finally implemented. That happened in July of last year. So they had 18 months previously, since the policy was adopted, to actually get everything in order, to understand what needed to be done and things like that. And it appears that, we're in a situation where almost a year later, definitely, half a year later, none of this has been progressed.
Okay.
And what we are calling for as well, for instance, there are certain areas where there is a high concentration of signs. And in terms of economic efficiency and everything else, Belfast City Council, for instance, in the Giltock Quarter here, could initiate a one-off program where they automatically make all the signs bilingually. This would be hugely economically efficient as well as help to clear that massive
backlog. So all signs would be bilingual from now, which would start the process moving. Just before I bring in Linda, who's been listening to all of that, I just want to play you a clip. This is a quick clip about Belfast place names. It's from a Conor na Gaeilge promotional video.
Agus smuinní ar chléibhte Mhol Forsta, Béan Wadagain, derived from a 9th century King of Ulster. Sliú na Cluiche, Mountain of the Stone. Sliú Galan, Mountain of the Heights. Uish, Black Ridge. And we see these place names all around us. Bualia an Chacamar, Townland of the Mudflat. Bualia na Féacha, Townland of the Green. Sean Kill, the Old Church. And Sruhan Milish, the Sweet Stream. Cluan Ard, the High Meadow. Agus Bualia I Wurrahu, Murphy's Townland.
Now, Linda Irvine, listening to all of that. Linda, you're from a Protestant background. We've spoken to you before on the programme about how you learned Irish and you teach Irish. So do you find this as frustrating as Ciarán does?
Well, I do, and I suppose at the minute it's not having as much of an impact on me personally, because I'm living within an area where, to be honest, people aren't applying yet. But, what I've seen over the past 10 years, that demographics are changing in East Belfast. And attitudes are very much changing and people are embracing the language. We have started up our own Irish medium nursery school. Those are children from the Protestant community, the majority of them, and parents who are saying, well, this is our language too. So what I visualise in a number of years is that will start to happen in East Belfast. People will be starting to apply for Irish language signage, and why shouldn't they?
Yeah, I made reference at the beginning as well to this sign that appeared in the school, which was offering Irish language lessons, saying keep Irish out of our kids' classrooms. What did you make of that?
Well, I thought it was very sad, and another indicator of sometimes attitudes, the ignorance about the language, which I have witnessed so much of since I got involved with the language sector and within my job, obviously. Also was very reminiscent of the problem that I faced myself a couple of years ago here in East Belfast, when we tried to temporarily find a home for our Irish medium, integrated Irish medium nursery school within Braniel Primary School, when we were very kindly offered a place because we were teaching Irish there. Now, we continue to teach Irish within the school. There's never been any issue at all. Parents have always been very welcoming of it and very positive about it, as have staff, but a small number of people, most of them not from the estate. I think one of them might have been a parent who again claimed on behalf of parents that, there shouldn't be, this shouldn't be happening within Braniel School. So I don't know the ins and outs of what's happening in Clough, but I would be very, very dubious about the fact that this is coming from all parents in Clough Primary School. And if I was a parent in Clough Primary School and I felt there was an issue with Irish being taught there, I think the right way would be to go and speak to the principal of the school, the staff of the school, not to hang intimidatory notices outside the school claiming to represent all parents. You know, I just think it's wrong. And, you know, as I put on a recent little tweet, it's very hard to keep the Irish out of Clough Primary School because, of course, Clough comes from Irish and stone. And it's that lack of education, that lack of knowledge that people, you know, they're not allowed to kind of know about the language, if that makes sense.
Yeah, you characterise that poster as the intention was intimidatory, but that is what happens, isn't it? People do feel fear and they do feel intimidated when something like that happens.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, when somebody sees that, then they get into panic mode. And I've seen it with different projects that have tried to start, and somebody has come in and said, oh no, you know, we won't tolerate this or we won't have this. And I find it ironic sometimes when people say, oh, the language is being forced on us. No, you know, people have a choice whether they want to learn Irish, but sometimes the forcing is about not allowing people to learn the language, about coming in, bulldozing in and saying, no, we're not going to let that happen here, even though people are saying, we want this, we're interested in this, we want to do classes, you know. So there's it's this perception, it's just wrong at times. So I think it's very sad what has happened in Clough. I hope that they go ahead, I hope they push forward and maybe educate the people who or have concerns about the language, have worries about the language.
All right, well, Linda, thank you very much for joining us again. And Ciarán McGeolaveen, we'll keep in touch and see if any progress is made on those place name signs in the coming months. I know, as you say, it'll be a year-long lead-in time, but we'll certainly be interested to see if anything happens on or before July, this coming July. Thank you both for joining us. Back after this quick break.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.